We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
It's Howard Simon and Jeremy White.
It is bedlam. It is pandemonium. It is pandemonium. It is fantastic.
Howard Simon.
Oh, my. Brayton, what do you got there? That is a plate full of food. I'm sorry. Brayton just walked in with a plate full of food, and I'm really hungry.
Jeremy White.
He just eats and does everything, and you're thinking, like, how does a dog get 76 Christmas cookies?
On WGR Sports Radio 550.
Get a soft drink and a donut at 10. Happy Thursday, everybody. Thanks for hanging with us. We're going to be checking in a moment in Bengals training camp. And you'll be like, hey, man, the Bills don't play them. Some strange stuff, not good stuff going on right now with Joe Burrow and Zach Taylor and the Bengals offense and what's going on in their training camp. We'll talk about that in a moment. Our phone lines, of course, are open at 803-0550. We can talk anything Bills related with you. There's the Hall of Fame game tonight. We've been talking about whether you're watching. Have you missed preseason football? Do they even need to do this anymore? So that's on there, too. 803-0550. If there's something else we haven't gotten to and you want to bring up, that's great, too. On our Wester hotline is from ESPN.com, by the way, the Bengals writer for ESPN.com, Ben Baby. He is joining us, has been at Bengals training camp, and is with us right now. Ben, it's Howard and Jeremy. Good morning. Thanks for coming on with us today.
Of course. Glad to be on with y'all.
What is going on? It's funny. We live in this new universe here, Ben, where we don't have to worry about quarterback competitions at a Bills training camp, and we don't talk about a guy who's considered a high prospect not playing well. Josh Allen has been tearing it up, not surprisingly. What's going on with Joe Burrow right now?
Yeah, you know, it just something – Burrow's just – I don't really know what it is, but it's not the Joe Burrow that we saw last year. I think we can say that with confidence. And that is to be somewhat expected to a degree when you look at the injury he was coming off of. People have to remember it was a devastating knee injury that he suffered, tore multiple ligaments, had other repairs that needed to be done inside the knee when you have an injury of that magnitude. He didn't participate in any 11-on-11 drills all offseason. So training camp was really the first time he participated in any team drills and faced somewhat of a live rush. And to make matters worse for the Bengals the last 2 days, or really on Tuesday when Burrow last practiced, you know, they were down starting right tackle Riley Reiff, and then their two backup tackles, Fred Johnson and Akeem Adeniji, were also out with injuries. So you had rookie Deontay Smith out there just getting his welcome to the NFL moment by Sam Hubbard, defensive end, who just signed a $40 million deal. So that did not help anything on Tuesday when I think objectively, I think anyone can say Burrow and the offense did not look good. But it's been somewhat of a trend, really, to be honest, throughout training camp. And I think, like I said, I think this is to be somewhat expected. Zach Taylor has said, the Bengals coach, that as they, work through and really stop working off scripts and really start putting together drives, the offense will have more of a chance to put some things together. But, so far we're just waiting to see when Burrow feels comfortable. And Tyler Boyd even hinted at the fact that he doesn't really know how sure Burrow is on that knee yet. So I think that's why the Bengals are trying to ease him along as they get ready for that season opener against Minnesota.
What was the review of Burrow after year one? I think he kind of, had his ups and downs, as you might expect any rookie to have. The highs appeared to be pretty high, and the lows, well, you had rough games against Baltimore. But in general, what was the feeling about Burrow right up until the injury?
Talking to people inside the building, I think that they felt really good about where they were at right before the injury. They felt like Burrow was settling in, and the offense was really on the verge of turning the corner. And when you look at it, when the numbers suggest that, I think at one point they were, there was like a three-week stretch where they were the top of the league in points per drive. You could really sense that the offense, aside or the offense was on the verge of maybe finding, you know, finding their stride, and then the Burrow injury occurred, and that's what really upset people as much as anything, you know, inside the building and on that coaching staff. So, you know, they were really looking forward to seeing what Burrow could do, and like you said, that Baltimore game was definitely, you know, a sign where he looked like a rookie. But by and large, there were a lot of flashes that showed why the Bengals wanted to take him with that first overall pick in 2020.
What's the plan been for preseason games? Do they want him in there? Do they not want him in there? How do they handle that?
Yeah, this is going to be very interesting to watch because they are very clear that they do not want him playing in the preseason. They've got a couple guys coming off injuries that were quite severe, like Burrow, and they do not want them playing on week one. However, all the, his top three receivers and Burrow himself have all basically stumped for wanting to play in preseason games and face that live rush. And Burrow's a guy, he doesn't shy away from conflict. He likes the action. He wants to get hit, and he said as much. I mean, he's a guy who, you know, I think back in high school would love to get in defensive drills, and the coaches were like, listen, man, we can't have you doing this. You're a starting quarterback. So, you know, I think Burrow, there's that he kind of wants to feel that, and he said it doesn't really feel like football until you get hit. But, you know, the coaching staff and the front office have been very clear that they really don't want him to take any contact until that season opener. So we'll see how this goes. And Zach Taylor said, basically, we understand Burrow wants some of these reps, and he got an off day yesterday, but Zach said, he's not the head coach, I am, essentially. So, you know, we'll see how this plays out. And if Burrow continues to struggle, do they say, hey, maybe let's try to get him into a preseason game, or is that too much of a risk? And if he's going to get hurt again, do you want it to be in an actual game? And what would the bowl back be like if he gets hurt in an exhibition?
There'd be reason to be excited. You know, like Jeremy said, Burrow came on last year and he looked good. I mean, he was getting his butt kicked because the offensive line was awful. But if they've solved that problem, Ben, if you look at the weapons, right, in whatever order they're using them, Chase, Higgins, and Boyd, with Burrow at quarterback, that's a really nice setup you have in place for your passing game.
Yeah, it is. And when you look at what the Bengals are looking to do as well, I mean, I think you're going to see a high-volume passing attack. I think you'll see Joe Mixon, their running back, used more in the passing game. You know, we've gotten kind of teased that a little bit throughout OTAs and training camp. So I wouldn't be shocked if they end up doing a little bit of that. I think when you look at the philosophy of Zach Taylor and you look at the pieces around Burrow, it seems like an offense that can be a high-volume passing attack and be very productive. The big question is going to be, you know, can they find that deep and vertical element in the passing game that was absent last year for whatever reason? Burrow and the receivers just weren't able to connect on deep balls. I think with Ja'Marr Chase, he's a guy who can potentially help you manufacture those explosive passing plays without necessarily throwing it deep. When you look at what him and Burrow were able to do at LSU and the amount of yards after catch Chase was able to get, I think that produces an interesting dynamic. So, you know, we'll see. I think it all just depends on where Burrow's at in his rehab and kind of how he recovers. I think, like I said, the struggles were to be expected to some degree, but so far, you know, Burrow got an off day yesterday, and given what we saw so far in training camp, that couldn't have come at a better time for him.
Final thing for you, Ben. I know you got to get to work there. Is Zach Taylor under pressure this season?
Oh, without a doubt. I think that's very safe to say that he's under pressure. And you know, the owner and even Zach, you know, stressed that there was extreme urgency for this team to be competitive in 2021. I think when you look at, you know, the fact that he's only got 6 wins in a couple of years, and the team has really been pointing towards 2021 as the year when they should be very competitive. And when you look at the pieces that they've drafted, the amount of money that's been spent on the defensive roster, there should be a team that should be, you know, at least flirting with 500 and, you know, potentially, you know, seeing if they can get into that playoff mix in December. And anything aside from that, to be quite honest, you've got to ask some questions about the long-term future of Zach. But, you know, Zach gets it. I think any coach at this level, you know, understands that if you're not winning, then there's going to be some questions about your job security. And, you know, that comes with the territory. So it's going to be really fascinating to see how this all shakes out. And normally, you know, Cincinnati the last few years really hasn't been too exciting. But with between Burrow and kind of the long-term trajectory of the franchise, there's going to be plenty of interesting storylines to watch.
Ben Baby, ESPN.com Bengals reporter with us on the Wester Hotline. Thank you, Ben. I know it's a busy morning for you. We appreciate you taking some time out for us today.
Sounds good. Y'all take care.
You too.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.